This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Petra A. Ledesma de Reyes. Date of birth, January the 27th, 1972. Case ID number is 595-7745. Date of exam, July the 11th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Christopher Schofield, PA, dated 5/31/2022. Identifying information, this is a 51-year-old married female with five children presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cerebral vascular accident with right hemiplegia and aphasia, comma, hypertension, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in February 2022, where she sold used clothes for approximately 15 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house, and her husband works off and on cutting yards. She is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, cerebral vascular accident with right hemiplegia and aphasia. Number two, hypertension. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. History of allegations, number one, cerebral vascular accident of the left cerebellar area with right hemiplegia. The claimant states that on February the 3rd, 2022, she developed right-sided hemiplegia and a left cerebral vascular accident. She was diagnosed with a hemorrhagic left cerebral infarct and decompression of the hemorrhagic episode had to be performed to remove a large blood clot causing pressure to her brain. The claimant states that she was at Reynosa at Regional of Real Hospital where the surgery was performed. She was transferred to McAllen Medical Center and received 3 weeks of physical therapy. She presented to the hospital of right-sided hemiplegia with a left hemorrhagic cerebral hemorrhage. The claimant presented with decreased balance and some loss of consciousness. The claimant does have did present with dysphagia and aphasia, as well as change in mental status consisting of confusion and decreased cognitive function. She did have a syncopal episode at the time. Her residual symptoms include right-sided hemiplegia with aphasia and decreased balance. The claimant's vision is good, and she is able to eat food at this time, but she still has confusion and decreased balance. Her mental status is fairly normal, except for mild decreased memory. Limitations, the claimant is unable to walk, comma, stand, comma, climb stairs, comma, and is wheelchair bound. The claimant was right-handed dominant and is unable to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes, or lift anything with the right side. She is able to lift 1 or 2 pounds with the left. The claimant is unable to care for herself and needs assistance for bathing and for toilet activities. She is presently on no medication for her stroke. She did have a surgery to decompress her brain secondary to a clot causing pressure. She was diagnosed with a left cerebral hemorrhagic stroke with right hemiplegia, aphasia, and decreased strength. She did not receive any physical therapy for her condition. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2019, she was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, and occipital headaches along with blurred vision that she had been having for 2 months prior to being diagnosed with hypertension. She denies any in-organ damage such as a myocardial infarction, but she did have a cerebral vascular accident in February 2022. She also denies any nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 163 over 99 mmHg. She is presently on Atacan 16 milligrams QD. Allegation number three, high cholesterol. The claimant states that in 2022, she was told that she had a borderline high cholesterol level that wasn't high enough to be treated. She has had a cerebral vascular accident on the left side, which was hemorrhagic, but she denies any myocardial infarction. She is presently on no medications for her condition and has been placed on diet only. Limitations. The claimant is unable to walk, stand, climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is unable to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes, but is able to lift approximately 1 to 2 pounds with her left hand only. The claimant is wheelchair-bound, and her physician is Dr. Hector Munoz Sanchez. She is presently on no medications for pain, and she's not able to do any kind of physical activity at all. Medications. Uterox, 75 micrograms QD for thyroid. Atacan, 16 milligrams QD for her high blood pressure. Medical problems, hypertension, left cerebral vascular hemorrhagic stroke with right-sided hemiplegia and aphasia, hypothyroidism, hypercholesterolemia, major surgeries, C-section, left-sided non-traumatic cerebral vascular accident with intracerebral hemorrhage, which was treated with evacuation of the blood clot. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical exam, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 140 pounds, height 5 feet 3 inches, BP 163 over 99 mmHg, heart rate 66 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 25, general. This is a ...51-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in acute distress and wheelchair-bound. She presented with her husband and was able to communicate with some kind of hand... motion... But her husband gave most of the history. She presented with her family for a disability examination to evaluate her condition. Could you drop down to HEENT? Down to the third sentence, a fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal, with mild cataract formation in both eyes. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/70, pinhole is 20/70, OS uncorrected is 20/100, pinhole is 20/100, binocular uncorrected is 20/70, the claimant did not present with glasses. Could you please drop down to... Neurological. The claimant was alert, but we were unable to evaluate orientation times three or other cognitive functions secondary to the claimant being aphasic. She did have good eye contact with me. Her speech was not fluent, and her mood was somewhat flat for the time. We do not know whether she had clear thought processes or whether her memory was normal. Concentration was not evaluated, and we were unable to tell if she was oriented time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 3+ bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not intact. The claimant has aphasia and right-sided facial weakness. Could you please drop down to Sarah Beller? The claimant was unable to get out of the wheelchair. She did come with the assistive device, which she uses all the time. She was unable to perform a hand-eye coordination or a finger-to-nose exam. She was also unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam or the Romberg test. A musculoskeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. The claimant's right upper extremity was in a sling because she has a complete dysfunction of that right upper extremity. There is a normal range of motion of the cervical spine. However, she is unable to perform a thoracic and lumbar spine range of motion. She was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the left upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees for the left side. We were unable to perform a supine position. Sensory examination was abnormal for the right upper and lower extremity to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of the left knee and abnormal range of motion of the right. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's attempt to rise from a sitting position. However, she was unable to perform this task. She is unable to walk on her heels or toes, and she is unable to walk at all, especially at a tandem rate. She cannot stand on one foot bilaterally, was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she is wheelchair bound. Neurological exam, grip strength was plus 0 over 5 for the right hand and plus 4 over 5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not intact, and the claimant appeared to have problems with cranial nerves 5, 7, 10, 11, and 12. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were plus 3. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense for the right upper and lower extremity. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for the left upper and lower extremity, and plus 0 over 5 for the right upper and lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal for the right hand and normal for the left. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is severely restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small objects with the left hand. She hears fairly well but does not speak and has aphasia. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction, especially of the right upper and lower extremity. She is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is complete abnormal grip strength on the right side and plus 4 over 5 for the left. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is fairly normal for the left upper extremity and completely abnormal for the right, where she is unable to move at all. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is unable to communicate at all at this time, except with hand motions, and does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to a left cerebral vascular accident with right upper and lower hemiplegia. Probable diagnoses. Number 1, left-sided cerebral vascular accident with right hemiplegia and aphasia. Confirmed with physical examination. Number 2, hypertension, dash being treated at this time. Her blood pressure does appear to be somewhat borderline high. Number 3, hypercholesterolemia. Was told that it was very borderline and didn't merit treatment. She is on treatment of diet only. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Petra A. Ledesma de Reyes.